Ladies and gentlemen, if I can have your attention, please. I'd now like to take the opportunity to introduce our student speaker for this event. Our student speaker is Marianthi Loukoutaris, who is the recipient of the 2014 Centenary Trust for Women Dr. June Jones Scholarship in Education. Marianthi is currently completing her Master of Teaching degree at UWA's Albany campus. She firmly believes in the power of music to transform how children learn, and current research is supporting her work in this area. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Marianthi.
Good afternoon, everyone. Isn't this a wonderful occasion? I'm honoured to be asked to speak today amongst such a wonderful group of people. My name is Marianthi Loukoutaris. I stand before you today as a testament to the power of education to transform lives. I am a recipient of the Centenary Trust for Women Dr. June Jones Masters in Education Scholarship. I'm in my final semester of the Master of Teaching at the Albany campus, a stunning place to live and a wonderful example of a developing regional university town. The two-year Master of Teaching course, taught by a talented and dedicated team of world-class educators, will open research pathways as well as honour me with the awesome responsibility of being a fully qualified primary teacher. My mother ensured my childhood was full of a broad array of extracurricular activities, including music. I will always remember her telling me stories of her childhood music teacher. With a voice embellished with the frequencies of awe, she would say, "Mrs. Rushton gave me the love of music, and I want to make sure this love passes to you." I took her a little more seriously than she had first envisaged. After finishing my Bachelor of Arts through the Australian National University, I decided to forego honours in anthropology and instead become a full-time artist, musician, composer and performer. The next 20 years was full of amazing adventures and travels. During this time, I composed music for theatre, dance, visual arts, new media installations. I toured the world playing music with a contemporary rock band, released an album of my own songs with a music producer from New York City, performed at festivals, conferences, venues around the country, including in 2012 a full circumnavigation of Australia, performing theatre and education shows in remote, regional and metropolitan schools. I was incredibly blessed to receive a travel scholarship to learn with Egyptian drum master Ibrahim El Minyawi, which is inspired the playing that you just saw. Ibrahim was an incredible drummer and person who held an oral and music and dance tradition thousands of years old. Inspired by him and believing these intricate and complex oral traditions hold important knowledge, I began to teach world drumming and developed a world drum program, which I delivered in disadvantaged schools, for community arts projects, people with disabilities, young people from diverse cultural and linguistic backgrounds, people struggling with mental health issues, and the general public. Surviving as a freelance teaching artist was incredibly rewarding, but it was also exhausting and financially debilitating. I began to question more and more the role of artists and creative people in our communities. The more I worked in schools, the more I could see how vital the work that I was doing was, and the more I wondered why people like me were seen as icing in the system instead of core to the system. After 15 years of working in schools as a teaching artist and eventually offering professional development for teachers, community workers, and psychologists, I was still officially unqualified. Deciding to return to full-time study at the age of 43 to become a beginner at something after many years of being an expert was a difficult decision. After 20 years of contracted creative work, I had no savings, nothing tangible to show for my hard work, and no other sources of funds. In short, the Centenary Trust for Women, Dr. June Jones Scholarship in Education, gave me the financial backing as well as the encouragement to change the course of my future. During my studies, I've focused on integrating my knowledge of rhythm traditions throughout the key learning areas of the primary curriculum, especially literacy. Because doing music and rhythm 1 hour a week in a specialist music class is simply not enough for young children. New research coming out of neuroscience is showing us that without rhythm skills, some children do not learn how to communicate effectively. All those traditional nursery rhymes, songs, and dances, which many children in this generation are just missing out on, is resulting in some children arriving at school age with incredibly low oral language skills and phonological awareness skills. These things were built into our culture. You know, parents, mothers, daughters sang together, did rhymes together. Now, school is perhaps the only place that some children will learn these traditions. What's more, research shows that when people are in rhythm together, which may simply be when they're having a conversation, their brain waves sync. This experience is vital for literacy acquisition. This feeling of being connected, of being part of a group, is not just a feeling. It is a mappable neurological event which can be learnt through rhythmic activities, through culture. In other words, children can learn how to be in community. Indeed, I believe, through rhythm, children can learn how to be human. With help from the Centenary Trust for Women, I have been excelling at my studies. I look forward to an exciting career which fuses my creative skills with my new education knowledge and qualifications. I'm hoping these skills will have positive outcomes for my own life and also the lives of many children. I would simply like to say thank you to the Centenary Trust for Women, the Graduate School of Education, and to Dr. June Jones and her family, who I've had the pleasure of sharing lunch with today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marianthe. What a spectacular speech. And I'm sure that Dr. June Jones is feeling particularly proud at the moment.